empty, without a compass. Eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We continue with the pregame show, 2:40 kick at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. I'm Mike Heller. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment. It is presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with two Bears linebackers. Starting with TJ Edwards, the former Badger was able to compile 9 total tackles while also recording a pass deflection in this interception off of Jared Goff.
Now first and 20, and Goff throws another one away. And this time it's TJ Edwards, his first Chicago Bear interception.
Highlight courtesy of Fox, Edwards signed a long-term contract with Chicago in the offseason, and he's been an absolute force for their defensive unit this year. His teammate, Jack Sanborn, also got in on the fun in Week 11, recording 4 tackles, including this sack.
Pressure coming from Jack Sanborn here, and he just came around the edge and wrapped up Jared Goff for his first sack of the season, the third of his career, all of them on Jared Goff.
The highlight also from Fox, Sanborn seems to have a knack for breaking through the Lions offensive line and getting to Jared Goff. Talk about breaking through the line, Steelers linebacker TJ Watt was able to do so again on the road in Cleveland, compiling 6 total tackles in this sack of Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Just over 7 minutes to go. Thompson-Robinson steps up, and he's brought down TJ Watt.
That highlight from CBS, Watt is now up to 11.5 sacks on the season, which ranks third in the NFL this year behind the Browns' Myles Garrett and the Vikings' Danielle Hunter. Finally, on Sunday Night Football, Russell Wilson kept the good times going for Denver, producing 259 passing yards and this 15-yard score to wide receiver Cortland Sutton. The call courtesy of NBC, Wilson is now up to 19 touchdowns on the season while only throwing 4 interceptions, which is good for the best ratio in the league. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of historic Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten and the big game at the Big House. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We continue on from Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Mike Heller with you. We don't need to wonder much longer who's going to play against Iowa in the Big Ten Championship game. Another 30 minutes of football at the Big House. It's really a throwback, and we've been living in this now for a couple of years, a throwback in the Big Ten being the Big Two and everybody else. Ohio State undefeated, 11-0. Michigan undefeated and 11-0. And they are 14-10 at the half. Michigan leads by 4 points in that one. J.J. McCarthy, 8 of 11 for 85 yards. Blake Corum has been shut down. Only 9 carries, 19 yards. But he does have a touchdown in the game for Ohio State. Kyle McCord, 12 of 19, 156 yards, a touchdown, but a pick in the game. Trevion Henderson, the running game non-existent on both sides. Henderson, 8 carries, 19 yards. Marvin Harrison Jr. in the air has 2 catches for 68 yards and a long of 44. They're about ready to start the second half in the Big House. The winner faces Iowa in the Big Ten Championship game a week from tonight. The loser is out and almost certainly not to be in the college football playoff. The landscape changes dramatically a year from now, but now that's the way it is. This is an elimination game. The loser is out. So Iowa, I mentioned they are in. The Hawkeyes got a win yesterday. They won 13-10. Over Nebraska after back-to-back interceptions. Iowa threw one, then Nebraska threw one, and Iowa walked off on a game-winning field goal, 13-10. The Hawkeyes are 10-2. They finished the Big Ten season 7-2 in the league. They're 17th ranked in the country, and they get the winner of Michigan and Ohio State next Saturday night in Indianapolis. Penn State shut out Michigan State at the end of a horrendous season for the Spartans. The Nittany Lions win 42-0. That game was played at Ford Field in Detroit. Game's going on right now. Purdue leads Indiana 2 minutes into the third quarter. Purdue, now Indiana has just scored again. Indiana leads 20-15. That's the score right now. 13 minutes to play in the third quarter in West Lafayette. The Hoosiers lead 20-15. And as I mentioned, it is Michigan on top of Ohio State 14-10. Other Big Ten games to be played later today. Northwestern and Illinois will kick at 2:30, and Maryland and Rutgers also at 2:30 this afternoon. Coming up in just a bit, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. We'll do that when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Did you know you can shop Cyber Monday early at Kohl's? Well, guess what? You can. With their Cyber Jumpstart deals, I got 40% off a vacuum and 50% off toys my kids will love. Then I found matching PJs for my whole family for 60% off, plus an extra 20% off. So what are you waiting for? Get to Kohl's now to save big. Select styles, floor care and toys. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. Offers end November 26th. 20% off valid through November 27th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We continue again from Minneapolis on the campus of the University of Minnesota. The Gophers home today with the Badgers. Final regular season game for both. Wisconsin got their sixth win a week ago. Minnesota sitting on five, although visiting with Mike Grimm, their radio voice, he believes that they're bowl-bound regardless of the outcome here today. We'll see how that all works out a week from Sunday when bowl announcements begin to come out. Patrick Herb will be down on the sidelines today. Patrick, it's not ideal, but it's not terrible. We played in worse weather conditions here today. It's going to hold at about 29 degrees pretty much throughout the day.
I think for a November game in Minneapolis, this is ideal. I think I'll correct you on that, especially given that the sun has popped out, which I wasn't expecting, and the Wisconsin sideline is the one that's in the sun, so that's got to add a few degrees warmer here. All things considered, though, you can often get really windy conditions up here this late in the season. Wind is not going to be a factor, so really you're talking about just being a little cold. We've had a lot worse here, so I'm pleased.
Before we get back to football, let me take you to warmer weather. Earlier this week in Wisconsin's win in Fort Myers in that tip-off tournament, Wisconsin continues an awfully impressive run of success in these November warm weather tournaments.
Yeah, this offseason, or this non-conference season, it's been talked about a lot that Wisconsin's really testing itself. And these are really big opportunity games that they're having. It's Providence and Tennessee and Arizona and Marquette and Michigan State early in the season. But you have to win some of those. And so Wisconsin didn't get the Tennessee or Providence one. So it was a really good sign that they could go down to a neutral site and really dominate what I think is going to be a good Virginia team and also an SMU team that's probably going to win a lot of games in that American Conference. So this team kind of, I think we've all thought they could be really good. We needed to see it on the court. We needed them to prove it. I think they might have needed to prove it to themselves. So the Virginia game dominated both ends of the floor. That was really good to see. And then the SMU game, that was a toughness win, right? Everything went wrong in the first half. The Mustangs were 7 of 9 from threes in the first half, banked one in. Wisconsin couldn't buy a three to save their lives. But they hung around, stayed close enough, got contributions from a wide range of guys. That's something that this team's going to have more than previous years, that depth where Connor Seagen, he hasn't hit his stride yet, but he came in, made a couple big plays. John Blackwell has been arguably the most valuable player on this team through six games. There's enough depth that if one guy doesn't have it, like Chucky Hepburn didn't for the first 35 minutes, the rest of the team could keep you in the game. until Chucky can have his heroics like he did at the end of that SMU game.
Well, and a week from now, they're going to start a really fun stretch of games. So I have fun on the outside looking in, right? As a fan and somebody that covers, they're going to play that home game with Marquette, number three in the country. They're going to be on the road in East Lansing against Michigan State, and then a road trip to Arizona. That's all in a seven-day span.
Yeah, Greg Gard may not think it's as fun as you and I do, but yeah, that's testing ground, right? That the Kohl Center a week from today is going to be on fire when Marquette comes. That rivalry is always intense, and those games are always good. Even a little more when Marquette's probably number four in the country next week, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now let's bring it back to here and college football. Let's get your sense of where Wisconsin walks into this game from an injury standpoint.
Yeah, that's a big storyline and has been a lot this season, unfortunately, for Wisconsin. But a few things I could give you an update on. So Hunter Wohler is up, and he's going to start. That's a big revelation for this team. Obviously, he missed the second half of the Nebraska game. Tate Grass is not going to play from the defensive side, more of a special teamer. On the offensive side, Jackson Aker did not travel with the team. He's got an upper body injury and will not be able to go. So that hurts that running back depth that has already tested a little bit. Braylon Allen is not on the injury report, so he's a full go. And hopefully he'll be able to make it through all four quarters and get stronger as the game wears on. The receiving core is where there's the most question marks. And so both Will Pauling and Bryson Green are listed on the injury report as questionable. Neither one did a whole lot during practice this week. And if you'd have asked me an hour ago, I would have been pretty pessimistic that either player was going to be able to contribute much. Well, now that I'm watching warmups right now, both of them are going through pretty full speed warmups, taking dig routes. Will Pauling did a slant and go up the middle that, gosh, he looked quick as he ever is. And that gives me some optimism that maybe these two guys could contribute. They're certainly going to dress, and we'll see if they can give a lift. That would be a huge lift if Will Pauling can play. We know the production that he's been able to provide this team.
Patrick, let's finish on this. This series is always surrounded, not always because of the slab of bacon that used to be part of it, but over the last however many years, the axe is always the front and center conversation. Wisconsin won 16 of 17 until 2 years ago. Now they've lost it two straight years. They haven't lost it three straight years since the 80s. Let's talk a little bit about the axe and how that works at the end of today's game.
Yeah, one thing I love about this new staff and Coach Fickell is that he really leans into rivalries, and he did it from day one here. And some coaches try to make it no game's more important than others, and he takes the opposite approach. He understands that this means a lot. It means a lot to the alumni. It means a lot to the fan base, and so it's got to mean a lot to him and his staff and this current team. And losing the axe is, I mean, it's unacceptable, right? From a branding standpoint of this is what our football team is about. So he leans into that. And there's a display case in the Wisconsin locker room for each of the three rivalry trophies, the Freedom Trophy of Nebraska and the Bull that they play with Iowa, and then the axe. And right now, two of those three display cases are empty. And so even just kind of further cementing the importance of this, Joe Thomas submitted a video to the team that they watched this week in practice, at one of their team meetings, just kind of talking about the legacy and how important this is to the alumni, and that everybody's watching them, and that they now carry the torch for a program that has a long history of beating Minnesota. And then there's one other anecdote that I find particularly interesting, that last year when Minnesota came into Camp Randall and won, they lit victory cigars in the locker room and even brought him to the post-game press conference. Several of the players did. And the south end zone of Camp Randall smelled like cigar smoke for about the next two or three days. I'm pretty sure that Wisconsin did not pack stogies on their trip here. However, that's just like one more anecdote that didn't sit well with some of the Wisconsin side, that they're lighting up those victory cigars in the visiting locker room of Camp Randall.
Well, and we've had issues here, the teams have, with the axe and celebrations,
yes,
in which they cordoned off one of the goalposts. You don't get this one a few years ago when Wisconsin had the axe. So now, just for those who aren't aware, the axe used to be on the holding team's sideline at the end of the game. They changed that a few years ago, right, where they put the axe in one of the end zones at the end of the game so you're not running to the other team's bench to get it.
Yeah, pretty wisely, I would say. Yeah. That did cause for some confrontations where they would actually race over to the other sideline, split the team, grab it, and then run through. And yeah, that, the emotions are running high at that point. So what will happen right now is the axe will be on the Minnesota sideline for the large majority of the game. If Minnesota is in control of the game late, it will remain on their sideline. If the game is in doubt or if Wisconsin has control, somebody from the Minnesota staff will walk it to the goalpost, and it'll be laying at the goalpost for Wisconsin to retrieve and do whatever they want to do. Victory lap, chop down goalposts, etc. after the game. So it's kind of a little bit of the game within the game.
Very good. Patrick, thank you. Stay warm today. Patrick Herb on the sideline throughout. 29 degrees, the temperature, and we believe it's going to hold there. Still to come, we'll talk with Jesse Temple of The Athletic as the curtain comes down on the 12-game regular season. What have we learned? We'll find out next. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two, and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable until you are. At Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
We continue from Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. I'm Mike Heller with you. Badgers and Gophers, they'll kick it today at 2:40 for both. It's the season finale. This game will hold in the rivalry. One of the protected rivalries moving forward for Wisconsin in the Big Ten is to continue to play Minnesota and Iowa. Strangely enough, Minnesota, one of their wins this year in the Big Ten is against Iowa. The Hawkeyes seem to find a way to miracle out, magic out a victory in all of their others, but Minnesota beat them earlier, but the Gophers have not had a good season. We'll talk with Jesse Temple here in a minute. Let me give you a quick update. Michigan has kicked a third-quarter field goal, so the Wolverines now lead Ohio State 17-10. Strangely enough, both teams at 11-0, one of them gets eliminated today. Today is their last game other than a bowl game, which in other years they would have a lot of conversation about the loser of this could still get into the playoff. Well, not this year, not with the way it stacks up right now. A year from now, all of it changes. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins me in booth. And let's talk first about this one, this matchup. Minnesota has owned the Axe now for 2 years, 24 months they've held it. What would need to change today for the Axe to fly back to Madison?
Well, it's the staples that Wisconsin has built its success around. I don't know how many points the Badgers are going to score because we haven't seen a ton here this season, but defensively they have to be sound. Wisconsin can't beat itself and turn the ball over, giving Minnesota a short field. But this is a big deal because this is the first time Minnesota has won back-to-back games in the Axe since 93-94, and they haven't won three straight. You'd have to go back to the 80s, I believe, so it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, and P.J. Fleck and Minnesota right now, they're not bowl eligible by traditional standards as far as the record, but there's a belief that Mike Grimm, when I was talking to their radio voice earlier in the show today, he believes they're going to be a bowl team regardless. On that side of things, the whole league changes dramatically a year from now. No divisions. You bring in four fairly high-powered teams, Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA. The whole league changes. And for teams like Minnesota, that's a very significant change for Minnesota and Wisconsin when you're talking about the big landscape.
It's going to be a change for both programs. We know what the Big Ten West has been like. I guess kudos to Iowa for winning double-digit games and rescuing the West from being as awful as everybody else believes the division has been. But when you go into that new Big Ten, it's a whole new world of 18 teams. Like you said, Mike, there's no divisions. It's going to be much more challenging. And it's, to me, not going to be as much about can you get to the Big Ten championship game as can you put yourself in a position to potentially make a 12-team playoff.
Right.
But you obviously want to be in that upper echelon, because if you're in the middle, boy, that's a tough road to hoe for a long time.
Jesse, let me ask you about this program, and I'm talking about Wisconsin. That was a desperately needed win last week against Nebraska. Wisconsin had a chance in the third and fourth quarter to maybe put the game away. They missed on a couple of fourth down opportunities in plus territory, both times at Nebraska's 33. But the emotional lift of that win was significant.
Yeah, it's got to be huge. This team was really reeling, had lost four or five games, and as we mentioned, had been a storyline the week before, had teammates questioning where this team was and whether guys wanted to be here. And I think there was a lot of frustration after the previous loss to Northwestern. So for them to come out and show fight, and I think that's noteworthy because Nebraska took a very quick 14-0 lead.
Yeah.
It would have been very easy for the Badgers to just kind of say, this is another game that we've seen before, and we're not going to put our best foot forward. And they came out and fought, and they battled back, and they won in overtime. So I think it said a lot about this team and this program right now.
So one of the questions that's going to arise is after today, the portal will open for all college football teams a week from Monday. But what is your expectation of what a roster exit might look like? Because there are going to be some players that leave. We remember Hunter Waller's comments after the Northwestern loss. There are going to be some players that leave. What's your view on that before we get there?
Obviously, anything I have is pure speculation, but I would anticipate the next time we see this team on the field in whatever bowl game it may be, the roster will be significantly different. I can't tell you how many players it will be, but this is the way of the future in college football. And it's not the future, it's the present now, Mike. You got guys when the portal window opens who want to give themselves every opportunity to be available to any team. And if you wait until December 26th or the 30th, that's a few extra weeks where you can't potentially put yourself in a good position.
Let me ask you the question about last November, at the end of the November, right about now. Luke Fickell, I believe that, tomorrow or the next day would be the one-year anniversary. But when he met with us on the introductory press conference, one of the things he said is that he does not want to make his living as the Wisconsin head coach in the transfer portal. That may be true, but at least for one more year, they're going to have to be fairly heavy players there.
I think this is going to be an every year occurrence, and it's not going to be 15 guys necessarily like it was this year. But you're going to have a lot of players go who are not very happy with their playing situation, will want to put themselves in a better spot for the future, and you're also going to have holes in your roster where you think you can elevate the talent level. So while you don't want to build your entire roster around the portal, this is just how it's going to go, and it's a very delicate balance too, Mike, because you're going to add people and you want to make this recipe work where you've got a good team culture, but you're also bringing in people who are going to compete for someone else's spot who's been here for 3 years.
Like, let me ask you one specific question there about the quarterback position in the transfer portal. Do you believe they're players?
Do I believe Wisconsin will be a player in the portal?
Yeah.
I think it's certainly a possibility. I mean, I don't know whether every quarterback who's on the roster will be here next year or when spring practice arrives. Again, that's pure speculation, but you owe it to yourself and your program to put yourself in the best opportunity to be successful moving forward, and maybe there is another sixth-year type of guy who's out there. I don't know. All we've really seen of the guys who are on the roster after Tanner Mordecai is Braden Locke.
Yeah.
And you know, he's 50% completion rate. So you do have a four-star quarterback coming in, but I think they could be a player.
All right, let me ask you about today's game. Two final thoughts here. Minnesota has won the last 2 years. Last year, it was Cali McManus that did a lot of the work. Wisconsin tried to sell out on the run, and Cali McManus beat him in the air. 2 years ago, Minnesota sold out on the run, and it worked when they shut Wisconsin and Braylon Allen down here. Line play has been significant. Is Wisconsin good enough, strong enough to win the line play against a depleted Minnesota team?
They ought to be. I know we've kind of been saying that many times throughout this season, but I was so impressed with what Braylon Allen gave last week. We didn't think he was going to play, and the story of how it even came about was pretty amazing. And you won't look at 62 yards and think that's extraordinary, but to me it's one of the better games, more statement games of his career. I think they can. This offensive line maybe hasn't met expectations, but there's still talent there, and they're going to need to be able to run the ball on a cold day to be successful offensively.
Injury is going to play a factor. I was just talking to Patrick Herb about that. Will Pauling is a game-time decision. We'll see how that goes. Jackson Aker didn't travel with the team, so they're a little beat up in some significant areas.
I think they're going to have to put a lot on Braylon Allen's shoulders. If you're looking at who the number two running back could be, there's really three running backs who are available. Cade Iacomelli, to me, would presumably be number two because your other two running backs are Grover Bortolotti and Nate White, who's a true freshman who made the travel roster. I would guess it's an emergency, but he's got a lot of talent. So you need to put it on your veteran guys who have been here before.
Silly question. Players would think it's silly, but I'm just curious your view on the importance of the game today.
Well, I think it's very important. The axe still matters. In this world of college football playoffs and 12-team playoffs, all that stuff, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe has been going on for a long time. And obviously before that, the slab of bacon, which I wrote about this week. This is the most played rivalry in the FBS. And for guys who have seen it before, who now know what it's like to lose it, not just 1 year, but 2 years, they want that feeling of getting it back because it's very special. So I think it's still important.
Patrick just spoke to this. He loves this about this staff. They embraced it. I mean, Luke Fickell and his coaching staff embraced the idea of this rivalry.
Luke has been around plenty of rivalries in his day. Certainly Ohio State and Michigan are engaged in one right now. That's a big, big deal. But that's what he said. It mattered. They did some studying. They did some nights where they talked about it. And so while this week it wasn't necessarily, hey, let's bring in a speaker from yesteryear to talk about it, everybody is aware of its importance.
All right, Jesse. Thank you. Enjoy the game. Jesse Temple, you catch his work at The Athletic. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher will take over next. Patrick Herb on the sideline all day long. It is Wisconsin and Minnesota. The game will kick at 2:40. Thanks for listening in. Matt LePay is in next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seize your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland. The only beef certified for flavor. Shop your local Piggly Wiggly for certified Angus beef ground beef, burgers, steaks, and roasts. For over 30 years, Piggly Wiggly has been offering the best beef, certified Angus beef. Build the best game time burger this season with certified Angus beef. Shop the pig for this week's certified Angus beef Junior Captain of the Game Burger Special. If it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Our pregame show continues from Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, the 133rd meeting between these two programs. Split down the middle, 62 wins apiece, 8 ties, back when there was such a thing in college football. And for late November for Minneapolis, Minnesota, it's kind of balmy. That's the report from our chief meteorologist, Mark Tauscher. It was pretty comfortable down there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. It was, you know, sweatshirt vest, which is more than a guy usually wants to have. Patrick's going to have it easy down there today, which normally at this time of the year you'd think weather conditions are going to be a factor. Today that's not going to be the case. It's going to be, this is perfect cold but not freezing football weather for both of these squads.
All right, we'll ask you again. I know we have in the past, but for those who maybe haven't heard what this rivalry means, you lived it. Tell us what the rivalry meant to you as a player and what it still means now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you always have these natural rivalries, and obviously geographically, you know, you're on the border, and I think both programs kind of built themselves the same way, and you have families that battle it. But it really is the history of it, and you understand anytime you're playing, you're going to have to go through one of these teams. Wisconsin obviously always wants to beat Minnesota, Minnesota for bragging rights, but then you add the historical relevance of the longest rivalry, and it's a big deal in the program. And you knew that was a big deal when Barry Alvarez built that case. And it was, I didn't build no case to not have an axe in there. That's what this – so you always get what you stress. And the importance of this rivalry was something, I think, recruiting battles. It doesn't just come to today. Today is obviously the big piece to it, but it's a long process. And the players feel it because most of these times everybody's being recruited. You meet, you know, and you've been around long enough that you've been through the battles with these guys and against them, and you just want to – win it, to be able to run around and chop down goalposts and enjoy that run. I can remember back at the old days, back in the 90s, we would have that on a loop all year. I can remember Jamie Vanderbilt Vanderbilt chopping it. Now you see Joe Thomas carrying it around. It is part of the history of our program.
Yeah, and it unfolds today, the latest chapter in this rivalry, Wisconsin and
what'd you
Minnesota.
Think of my outfit? That was pretty good.
That was
for
pretty
early
solid.
In the show. Yeah, I'm sure I'll bring it back out again because I honestly think when I think back to the Rose Bowl season when we were in the old Metrodome, and you know, I believe Barry was in Rochester, Minnesota, up at the Mayo Clinic, and we found a way. It was an ugly, hard-fought battle. They were really good. We obviously were pretty good. And we found a way to win that game. That's one of those marks that I think every player remembers that game.
Your guy Vitaly Pesetsky hit the game. Would he tell you now that it was a 65-yard field goal?
65, and somehow the wind, the fans were turned on at the Metrodome to push it back, and he still found a way. But it's those moments that you remember. I'm sure Vitaly remembers it well. And everybody, as a part of winning that game, and springboarding us on to continue to win it. They're always tough games. Doesn't matter. Throw the records out. Anything else. You know when you're in this rivalry, it doesn't matter where you're at record-wise. You're going to get everybody's best shot.
Yeah, it's always fun watching this game, and we look forward to it. In about 1 hour is when we kick off 2:40 Central Time, the Badgers and the Gophers. We'll have the scouting report, check out today's home field advantage. That and much more coming up as our Badger football pregame continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's Bumper to Bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Our pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Minnesota, the regular season finale. The Badgers last week becoming bowl eligible for the 22nd straight year. Minnesota still in search of win number 6. The Gophers enter today's play having lost 3 straight games. Time now for our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. And to me, Tosh, Minnesota's got a lot of guys banged up and so very similar story. Yeah. So the question, I mean, for me is, who's going to be healthy enough to go? Guys like Will Pauling, Bryson Green are listed as questionable. Green didn't play last week. Pauling was banged up late in the game against Nebraska. Did come back in. But which team has its best players available is as important as anything, it seems.
That definitely is going to be you obviously always want your best players out there. And for Wisconsin, you know, last week, I think we were all surprised that Braylon was able to give you as much as he did. How much does he have? And then Jackson Akers not going to be available today. So that always comes into play. But, you know, as far as the home field advantage goes for me today, I think it's something Wisconsin hasn't done well all year, which concerns me, is fast start. Because of some of the injury and because I think you've seen Wisconsin be able to fight back, it takes a lot of emotional energy and resources to, you can't continue to do that. And with a fired up crowd here in Minnesota, with them looking to be able to get to a bowl game, you know, PJ Fleck, is he worried about his job? You have all of these external things kind of there. Getting off to that fast start, you can put a lot of doubt in the opposing team's head and you can gain a lot of confidence. So I really think today, and we have not seen it very often this year, Wisconsin needs that fast start to get kind of that good vibe going, because last week, a ton of credit to fight back the way they did, but I don't think you can't keep tapping into that week after week and expect good results.
I would take an okay start.
Yeah,
even just be okay. Get a stalemate, just, maybe.
Don't get checkmated early. It's you don't get that same start that we saw against Nebraska last week. And if you can do that, you know you'd always say when you go on the road, you want to take on that initial charge. I look at it from our perspective today. Take it to them. We just saw Green Bay up in Detroit. Nobody gave them a shot. And they came out and said, we're going to take the ball. We're going to be aggressive. And I'd like to see that today from the Wisconsin Badgers, because at this point, Wisconsin's bowl eligible. Yeah, you want to go win. You want to get the axe. But I think you want to start doing some things. Get out of character a little bit. Be super aggressive, and let's see where the chips fall.
The one thing we saw from Wisconsin last week, which was a bit surprising, was it kept pounding against a very stout run defense for Nebraska. Minnesota, their coordinator is Joe Rossi, and he has a great reputation. But this year, the numbers are down. Now, in fairness, they played both Ohio State and Michigan, two by far best teams in the league. Wisconsin obviously had Ohio State at Camp Randall and played the Buckeyes pretty well, but it goes back to your point with Braylon Allen. You mentioned no Jackson Aker today. Will Wisconsin try to pound the ball here a little bit against this Minnesota run defense?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that will do, kind of getting back to your initial point on who's available. Will Pauling has been a dog. He has been our best all season. How available is he going to be today or at all? Those are the questions that until we see it, I don't know how much you want to get into throwing it around. And you also saw last week, I think, the use of that quarterback draw. You know, Mordecai feeling a little bit better. That was a critical component to the run game that because Braylon, for his 22 carries last week, not uber productive, got finished with a couple of nice touchdown runs, but it was really, I thought, Tanner being able to extend drives with his feet. That, I think, is going to be critical again today if Wisconsin's going to get this axe back.
Yeah, Mordecai had 51 rush yards in last week's game. It was also 18 of 28 through the air for 160. That's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll visit with freshman Tretch Kekahuna in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you've saved shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Schachmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a Bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Wisconsin, let's make this winter the season of safe driving. With the snowy weather setting in, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you to be safe on the roads. Plan extra travel time. Be mindful of your speed. Check 511WI.gov to know before you go. And please slow down and drive with caution whenever you see a plow at work. Plow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Safe drivers make for safer roads. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with our Badgers pregame show. Time now for our player profile. We visit with one of the other young players. We had a chance to check in with Christian Allegro, freshman linebacker last week. And this afternoon, we will check in with Tretch Kekahuna. We have seen him in special teams play, a young man who can be a good receiver prospect for this Wisconsin program. Freshman out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Played at the St. Louis school there, and then with the Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. So he's part of two big-time high school programs known on a national scale. Was hurt in the preseason. Really, his season got started late, but he's really fast, and they're finding a way to get him involved. And in the game against Indiana down in Bloomington a few weeks ago, he made his debut, which maybe caught some people by surprise. We asked him when he knew he would be in there for the Badgers.
I started to get an idea early in the week, so
always on Tuesdays we have like a team meeting. Everybody regroup after that Sunday practice, and coach, we go over like the depth charts, and I see my stuff on the ones for kickoff return because Chim was out, so it was me and Vinny, so I was off returning, so that's how I found out, and then got to just know the play.
Yeah. So what was that like? Yeah. Obviously, they kicked the ball out of the end zone with regularity, but just being out there for the first time, what was that like?
You know, it's always a kid's dream growing up, being out there getting a snap of college football D1, so it was a great experience. Like, I feel like all my hard work pays off, or have paid off, so it just felt good to, you know, be out there just make my family proud.
There's been a pretty good Hawaii connection between Wisconsin and your home state, obviously, you know, with Nick Herbig, Kamoi Ilatu now. Tell us about, we'll get to the Bishop Gorman here, but just tell us about football in Hawaii and how good it is.
I would say out there in Hawaii, the football is like very, there's a certain word that like we always just use. It's like a mana. It means strong in Hawaiian. So like we're always like, always strength. Like we always like play hard, give our effort, and just always play hard. Whatever the coach needs us, like whatever position, like how I'm doing right now, coach always puts me in. Like if he needs it for one rep or kickoff return, punt, punt block. So just always be ready and just give my all.
And then Bishop Gorman, your senior year. Take us through that. What that the decision to go there? What that was like for you? You know, leaving Hawaii to go to Nevada.
First, it was a hard decision to leave because my whole family have been graduates from St. Louis. So for me to leave there, it was a very like big piece taken away from me and my family. But I just had to really do stuff for myself because at the end of the day, only I'm gonna do it. So. And I wasn't really getting recognition, like that much offers. So I went up there just with one goal to, you know, just make my talents exposure to the nation. So as I did that, I fulfilled up there. Had nice stats, touchdowns, made a touchdown record. I had 23 up there, and I got to compete at a high level. So it was a great experience up there. And just it's just exactly like how college is, that they prepare you just so when you come here, it's just like reps. So. It's just like replicas, like whenever you come here, you're always ready, so you know what the taste is.
So what did it come down to for you, Tretch, to choose Wisconsin? Because you had some options here. Yeah. What was the difference maker for you to come here?
I just like Coach Brown. I like his backstory, you know, like how he made it to the NFL. He knows what it takes to get to the NFL, and he's got the experience at Jacksonville. So for him to be my coach and to give me those kind of tips to get to the next level is a very big opportunity and blessing from the man above to give me a type of coach like that. So I just like that, and I like Coach Fick. He's one of the top coaches in college football, so I just like that, and Big Ten too. So
it seems like you're a great fit here because just you're looking at some background on you. You like video games, but you like going to the gym too.
Yeah.
You like
yes.
working out. Those are the things that you like to do outside of football and the schoolwork, right?
Sure, yes.
So has that always been that way with you? When did you fall in love with the weight room?
I fell in love with it like with my brother when he was in high school. I was like following his path, and I would just really follow the way he worked out. Like I just always look up to him. He was my role model growing up, and he's a very like same thing like me. He's exactly the same like me. I would say he's kind of better than me, but he says I'm not, like, because I'm at D1, but. I just really just followed his steps, and I fell in love with him. I believe when I was sixth grade.
Okay.
Sixth grade, I was hitting some like crazy weights. I hit 225 for one rep bench at sixth grade.
At sixth grade?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's too crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's better than most, or better than anyone I've ever heard of. So
yeah.
I was also reading something about you when maybe with your family talking it over about Wisconsin. There was a quote that really resonates where you said you wanted to go to a place that can help you 40 years down the road too. I mean, obviously there's the football component and maximizing your potential there, but it sounds like there are other reasons too. Like this is the kind of place where if you do things the right way, it could set you up for life, right?
Yes, sir.
So, then the obvious question, being where you're from, being from Hawaii, and then being in Vegas, and now being in Wisconsin, as the weather gets a little cooler, how has that adjustment been for you?
It's been very challenging. people would be saying, like, why am I wearing three layers of clothes when it's only, like, 40 outside? I'm like, bro, it never gets this cold. The most it gets in Hawaii is, like, 62 or something like that. So I'm not used to it, so I just stay prepared, you know, always got to be prepared for the weather. I don't like cold, so I wear as much as layers as I can to keep myself warm.
Well, good luck today. 30 degrees for those of us from the upper Midwest. It's all good, but when you're from Hawaii, be a little chilly for Tretch Kekahuna today.
Well, how about you? Spending all that time at Fort Myers? Is this a little chilly for old Matt?
Well, what about you, old boy?
I'm a little chilly. Normally, I'm thinking, oh, this is beautiful, 30, but no, I could just imagine that that culture shock that you're going to have when you're, you know, living in Hawaii, and now you're out here. But you get out there and play, and especially as a young player, you just get that adrenaline flowing and opportunities come. You just hope that today's one of those games that you think young players can really make a name for themselves in an axe game. He might be one of those guys.
Yep. And to answer your question, it's kind of chilly. You know, you got used to that 80-degree weather.
A very puffy parka.
Well, that's good. Nice, well, you just, you know, you just came straight. You just came in a couple hours ago,
I'm
right?
So yeah. Plus, you know, this is plush up here.
Yeah, it is. Plush. Very nice. Very nice booth. Booth report. That is today's player profile, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. Before we take a break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcast.